morning, church. So good to see you guys here on Sunday morning. Praise God. This month is a month of family, so I want to really preach about the family. But before that, today, tomorrow is a Memorial Day. And I just wanted to honor those fallen heroes that who gave their life for the sake of us so we could be protected and we could be live this peaceful life. You know, God sent us our only begotten son. His only begotten son, so he could be sacrificially die for us so we could live. And I think that Memorial Day has that implication and saying that what all those soldiers have given their life. You know, I went to VMI, Virginia Military Institute, for about 2 years. It's a very fine institute. George Patton actually went there for 2 years. George C. Marshall, five-star general, actually came from our school. So we have a lot of great generals and a lot of soldiers came out from our institute. My classmate, I remember, class of 88, went to Iraqi war as a Marine. And I remember him very well. He stepped on a minefield on there, and he passed away, and he gave his life for his people and for the nation. We just want to thank God for those patriots who gave their life for the nation. And we thank God for our Father to give his only son to die for our sin. So can we, I just wanted to pray for that right now. Father God, we just want to thank you, God. We just want to thank you for all the fallen heroes and our patriots, Father God, who gave, Lord God, their life, Father God, throughout the world, Father God. And so we may be protected and we will have peace, Father God, in our hearts and our life. God, we thank you, Father God. Lord God, but most of all, God, I just want to thank you, Lord, God, our Father, who have given, Father God, your only begotten Son, Lord God, to die for our place so we may able to be forgiven and able to go into heaven. God, we just want to thank you for us in this Memorial Day. God, we remember those great sacrifices that you have given to us and for all those, Father God, soldiers and patriots have given to given to us for the peace for our sake, Father God. We just want to thank you and we praise you and worship you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk about today about how to passing down a generation blessing. You know, we talk a lot about in our life about how, you know, to break the generation curse. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that too also. But how can we just pass holding on to our blessing, not holding on to our blessing, but able to pass down our blessing that God has given us to a generation to generation. Amen? And I think that's so important. And so let's go to some of the scripture. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 and 6 say this, "You shall not bow down or to serve other gods, because God is jealous God. He punishes the children for the sins of their parents up to the third and fourth generation of those who hate him, but shows mercy to thousands of those who love him and keep his commandments." Amen. So this is a second commandment, guys. Okay? So if you are among the Ten Commandments, this is what he said. He said, if you do not follow my way, then your generation, three to fourth generation, will be cursed. He said, oh, man, God is so bad. He curses our generation. But you have to read on to what he said, next passage. He said, but if you follow me, I will bless the thousands of generations. God only going to curse you three or fourth generation. But God will bless you for the thousands of generations. Isn't that incredible? And so God is a merciful God. So don't be, God has given us a choice for to choose which way we should go. And God didn't make us like, you know, robot or automaton, or God didn't make us like little animals. You know what's the difference between the pets and us? A lot of people think that the pets are like us. No, pet is not. Okay, don't treat the pet like a human being. Okay, guys? I'm serious. We've spent billions of dollars on the pet. I'm not against dog and cats, but don't treat it like a human being. We're not equal. God made us special. And you know what's the greatest thing that God has given us? Is this. God gave us a choice to choose. We love God because we want to love God. That's what God wants. Amen? So God gave us a choice. When God said, if you choose the wrong thing, I will curse you, the 3rd and 4th generation. But if you choose the right way, I'll bless you thousands of generations of thousands of generations. Wow. What a bargain. Isn't it great? So let's choose right. Can we do that? Let's choose right. Your choice will make a difference not just on you, but the choice will make a difference on your children's and the children's children. Amen? I'm a grandpa right now. I'm about to have second one. Did you guys know that? Yeah, my daughter-in-law, they moved all the way here from Seattle, Washington. They had a choice, either go to Georgia or Hawaii. And they chose to come over here. I said, yes! Praise the Lord. And they are about to have second one. I said, like, oh. And my wife is, I think she's the greatest mother-in-law in the world, you know. She's preparing everything for, right? It took off 2 weeks for that babies to come. But one of the things, the greatest things that I see in what God has given me through all this is that God, you gave me a privilege to pass the blessing that you gave me to my grandchild. Isn't that awesome? Not the house, not the car. I don't have any of those things to pass on. But I could give him what I know about God and the knowledge that he installed in my heart. And that becomes a blessing for the rest of his life. So guys, we got to make a choice. The choice is what? Are we going to choose God? Are we going to choose the idol in our life? And so we're going to talk about that. Okay? So let's look at some of the example of the generation blessing in the Bible. When you look at Abraham and his descendants, God had, because Abraham in old age, that he followed the Lord, forsaken all things, God had what? Bless his generation after generation. But the greatest blessing that Abraham received, you know what it is? That Jesus Christ came out of his descendants. Amen. Wow. And then there's Ruth and her descendants. I'll talk about Ruth a little bit because she was a Moabite. She was lost. Her generation was cursed. Now, this is something that I want to tell you. Even though you took the wrong direction, maybe your parents have took the wrong direction, you could rectify it or reconcile by what? You choose the right direction and say, God, I want to go to where you want to go. And because out of Ruth, who came? David. Amen? King David. You know, for longest time, the Koreans were saying, we are the pure blood. You know, we're not mixed like Hawaiians. You know, we had all this, all those things. And I realized, when I went through the tree, did you know Hong came from China? My great-great-grandfather came from Tang Dynasty as ambassador, came over to Korea and stayed. And he spread, you know, Koreans. And I was like, okay, so I'm really a little bit of Chinese in there. Did you guys know that in Korea, there's a Vietnamese prince ran away to Korea, and King gave him the last name Lee, and he spread, and there's a Vietnamese blood in there. So Koreans don't want to talk about that. But did you know, the Jewish people think that they are pure blood, but they're not. Because did you know David was mixed blood with Moabite? Because his great-grandmother was Ruth. Ah, you guys didn't know that. Did you know that Caleb wasn't pure Jew? He was a Gentile who came and proselyted and came over to Jew. Caleb and Joshua, remember two of them? He was a Gentile. You know God's plan through Abraham was? He said, through your descendant, all the people on earth will be blessed. Not just Jewish people. I'm sorry. I love Jewish people. We need to pray for Israel, but they got that wrong. God chose Jew and Israel for what? So all people can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you look at Hannah and Samuel, what do you guys, you know, this is a woman who was proactive to pass down the blessing to the next generation. She said, God, give me a son. Give me a child so I may dedicate to you. Mom and Dad, look at me. I think I have a right to say this thing because I've been pastoring youth for 35 years and I've been laboring myself with your children for all this time, so I have a right to say this. So even though I might say something hard, just suck it up, okay? Yeah. So when you look at Hannah took when Samuel weaned out of the breast milk. That's about 5 years. 5 years old. Can you guys imagine that? That children actually suck on their breast milk for 5 years. That's about the age of the day weaned. Yeah, they do. They come back from preschool and say, Mom, it's time for my lunch. And when Samuel is about to cut off the mom's breast milk, she took Samuel to the temple and left there to be the care of the priest as she promised. Let me tell you, parents, what do you do for your children so they may be able to grow up in the presence of God? When Sunday comes and when you have activity for the sports, do you take that as a priority or church? When something goes on, like a Mexican mission that I'm about to do, do you put that as a priority or do you put a special education stuff for your kids? Somebody asked me, the parents asked me, Pastor Hong, do we have to force kids to come to church? So I turn around and I ask her, I say, do you force your children to go to school? She goes, of course. Is school more important than church? Yes. Then should you force your child to come to church if they don't want to? Yes. Did you guys know? When Jesus was carrying the cross and he couldn't do it because he was so beat up, there's one black man, his name is Simon. Roman soldier took him and forced him to carry that cross. Did you know? He had no idea who Jesus was. He had no idea, you know, why Jesus was carrying this cross. He had no idea until He was forced to carry that cross. You know what he became? His name appeared again in Book of Acts chapter 13. He became the elder of the Antioch church, the one of the greatest international church ever created in Book of Acts. How did it happen? Because he was forced to carry the cross. Guys, mom and dad, what are you doing? What are you doing proactively so your kids can grow up in the presence of God? That's what Hannah did. Because of that reason, Hannah had able to produce Samuel, who become the greatest prophet, one of the greatest prophets you ever known in the Bible. Amen? Amen? David. You know, David was a great man of God. Yeah, he did a lot of things wrong. He slept with Bathsheba, did all kinds of stuff. Yes, but why we only talk about that sometimes? Why don't we talk about all the great things that he did for the Lord? That he did so much that he did what? God called him the man after my own heart. Wow. Now, one of the things that I saw about David was this. That when you look through the Kings and the Chronicle, there's one phrase that keep coming up throughout the kings. When they do something wrong, they cry out to God. God came mercifully and rescued them. And God said this phrase, because of your father David. Because of your father, that repeated throughout the whole Kings and Chronicle. What does that mean? Because of what the David have done, I am having mercy upon you. Mom and dad, do you have a saving account? Raise your hand if you have a saving account. Are you serious? You guys don't have a saving account? Okay. But do you know, you should today, starting from today, you should open a saving account in heaven. Amen? Do you know that you could save in heaven, whatever you do it for the Lord, whatever that you sacrifice for the Lord, whatever that you do it for the kingdom of God, when you pray, when you seek the face of God, guess what you're doing? You are putting into a saving account in heaven. And one day, when your kids get into trouble, one day when your kids need a mercy from the Lord, God said, because of your dad who prayed for you, because of your mom who have came to the church and cry out before you, because of your mom and dad who are preacher and preaching the gospel and every single time in Waikiki, and all those things people that they brought before the Lord, because of that, I'm having mercy upon you. Amen? Yes, it's good to have a saving account on this earth. You know, I know some people, you know, have those preservative food and all that in case something happened. That's okay. But you think that how long would that last when the real stuff starts to happen? But you know, I'm putting myself, my investment in heaven. And one of the biggest investments that I'm putting it on is for my grandchild, my sons, my daughter. So you know, when something happens, God will have mercy upon them, touch their life, that will give them one more chance in their life. And when you start doing that, okay, because of your father David, that phrase will come out of God's mouth and to give mercy upon your children. Amen? Come on. Let's start a saving account in heaven today. Hallelujah. And the fifth commandment, okay? You say this. He said in Ten Commandments, he said Exodus 20 to 12, he said, honor your father and your mother so that your day may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Okay. I beat up the parents enough, so I'm going to go to the children. Okay, so children, look at me. Okay, kids, look at me. Where's all the youth? Okay, wake up, wake up. All right, guys? All right. I know sometimes, guys, that you do not have a good relationship with your parents. But I want you to know this. God's blessing always comes through your parents. Make it right with your parents. Love your parents. Pray for your mom and dad. Because Bible says this, you don't always have to agree with your mom and dad. But he said, honor them though. You got to honor them. Okay? They might be out of time because they're old. Okay? They might not know much of the social media as much as you do. Okay? Might not understand those certain things, but you know what? They have a lot of wisdom and wisdom and experience that you guys need to draw from. You guys need to honor that. And if you do that, if you make that understanding on their part, Bible says God will bless you with a long life on this earth. That's the promise from the Lord. Do you know when I got started to be blessed, guys? I have dad. I'll tell you right now, my dad passed away. So my dad, who have a drinking problem. I hated him when he got drunk. And one of the biggest reasons why that I didn't touch alcohol, because I know the effects of alcohol into a livelihood of the people. I know that they start to find out it caused cancer now. When I went to California, he said, you will cause cancer, you know, drink with your own risk. I said, whoo, they actually put this on it. But my dad does a lot more than just cancer. My dad was an incredible guy. He had such a knowledge, and he was a great man before he drank. But when he drank, he became a different person. I hated that. And because of that, even after I became a Christian, I didn't like him. I hated him for the longest time. Until God had to come to me and deal with my heart. I said, son, you know, when I was working on North Korea ministry, I see kids come out all the time. I see kids who's a product of sexual trafficking. Because North Korean women escape out of North Korea, they get caught by the traffickers in China. And they have kids, they got sold to the countryside in China, and they have kids, they produce their kids out of that traffic, result of the traffic. And those kids, she escaped and those daughters escaped, and they got incredible stories after that. And those kids don't know what to do because his father is actually a trafficker who have abused and raped the mom, and she and he is the product of that. And God started to deal with me in my heart when I was working in all those areas. He said, do you know why you became what you are today up to a certain point? It's because your dad, even though he was drunker, he was faithful to your dad, mom. He was faithful to your family. He wasn't perfect, but you need to honor him in spite of all the things he have done. You are what you are today partially. It's because your dad worked hard for you. I have to realize that, come to the senses, and I have to make right with my dad. You know what happened after I did that, guys? I start to see the great part of my dad. I didn't know my dad was an incredible guy like that. I started to saw my dad, you know, he's a third degree taekwondo, used to teach U.S. Army. He taught how to speak English on his own, you know, and he became an interpreter for U.S. Army when he was in Korea as working for the U.S. Army base. He had all these legacies that he had done. And I didn't see any of that. I just, because of the hate, blind my eyes. So kids, open your eyes from those hate. And let the Jesus Christ, blood of the Lamb, wash away those blindness and teach you how to love God and love your parents around you. Even though they were dysfunctional, honor them, love them. Ask God to give you heart to love your parents. That's the only way, God said, that I can bless you. That's the way that God will do that. Amen? Amen? And so, the fifth commandment talks about those things. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so I'll talk about a lot about reconciliation. So one of the things that sometimes a legacy does not pass down to the next generation is this, because there is unforgiveness, there is the things that are going on between your children and the parents. So when you look at Nehemiah's gate, one of the gates that I want to really focus on is the dung gate. You know, it was a dung gate, Pastor Hong. It's so uncomfortable to talk about dung. Guys, if you have a constipation, I know, and if you cannot go to the bathroom for 5 days, would you be comfortable? Well, of course not, right? Because, like, oh. So can you guys imagine if they don't have a dung gate in a Nehemiah's wall? Can you guys imagine what would happen inside of the dung gate, inside of the gate around the temple? There would be dung everywhere. The bathrooms overflowing everywhere. By the way, they don't have a flushing toilet back then. So everything is overflowing. They cannot rushing out. So if between the parents and the kids do not reconcile, don't know how to say, I'm sorry, don't know how to really love one another, guess what's going to happen? There will be sin and unforgiveness start to clutter your relationship. And you start to lose your power. You start to lose the things that, and the relationship that you ought to have. You know, one of the greatest remembrances that I have with my son, my first one, Joe, one who's giving me all these grandchildren these days. Okay, when I was reading a book about Susan Wesley, the John Wesley's mom, who was an incredible woman. You know how many children she had? Anybody know? 19. Can you imagine that? Biologically, not adopting, biologically she had 19. But she was such an incredible disciplinarian and loving mom that out of that 19 came about incredible giant of the spirit, giant of the man of God, John Wesley and Charles Wesley, who turned over the nation of Great Britain and United States. Through revival. But you know one of the things that she did? She spent hour a week per children. That's 19 hours, guys. Wow. So when I read that, I said, like, oh, I want to do that to my kids. So I decided to do that. And so I took my son, my first one, when he was 4 years old, to McDonald's. And so I told Joe, I said, so what do you say to four-year-old? You know, when you go there, right? So I was praying. I said, God, so I said, Joe, you could order anything you want. Daddy will buy you, and we're going to talk for an hour. So I was like, okay, Dad, McDonald's good. You know, well, what do we say? So I have to initiate it. So I look at him in his eye. I said, Joe, Dad, sometimes being a mean dad, sometimes I lost my temper. I spanked you in the wrong way. Spanking is good, guys. You should spank your kids. I want you guys to know. I spanked my grandchild. Do you guys know that? Oh, absolutely. I don't spoil my grandchild. I make sure, I'm an educator. I make sure they don't throw temper tantrum. They listen to what I say, okay? So grandchild loved me because I discipline him. He cried when I'm not there. Oh, no! Discipline me more. No. I tell him what he needs to know. I told him, I said, he's half Vietnamese. So I told him, I said, should I tell you in Vietnamese or Korean or English? I'll tell you in three languages if I have to through Google translation that I will tell you what you're doing is wrong, son. So you don't throw temper tantrum on me. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Guys, when your kid said, you don't give your don't give a choice to your kids and say that, oh, should you go to Sunday school? Let me ask my kids, you want to go to Sunday school or not? He said, oh, no, I want to stay here, man. You don't give no choice. Kids, you are going to Sunday school, you like it or not. Do you understand me? Because you are parent. Hello? And you don't, they don't listen, you use fivefold ministry. Understand? Very important. So I went to McDonald's and I talked to my son. And I said, Joe, I know sometimes dad lost temper and I spanked you out of unscripturally. You know, and I was actually really sorry. And I told him that I was really sorry about the whole thing. Four-year-old kid. You know what Joe did? He started to cry. I saw him crying. I talked to him about this, you know, these days. He denied it all. I never did that, Dad. I never did that. He cried. And you know what he said? And I never forget it. He said, Dad, I am sorry too. Because I have been such a bad boy. And I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that. And I remember I was doing midnight shift that night, you know, doing other things. And so I dropped him off at home. And I was on my way to the work. And I got a phone call from my wife. And he goes like, and my wife goes, honey! I said, okay. When my wife is screaming, I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? Honey, what do you do to Joe? I said, like, nothing. You know, I tell him I'm sorry, and he said, he's sorry. You know, he's just like, Joe, I never seen him so happy. He come into the house. He started singing. He was like, oh. I said, what did you do to him? Well, we cleared our air between him and I. And saying sorry. So I want you guys to understand, we gotta learn to do that. Before, you know, you could lay hands on all you want, you know, say all the blessings all you want, those things are important. But if you do not create a reconciliation with your children time to time, that sin will start blocking you for the blessing to go forth between you and your children. Amen? And so let's review some of the things that we should do, okay? Number one, okay, we need to follow God and obey, amen? We need to obey God, okay? And number two, we pray for your children. Now, this is a very important part. Why prayer? Because I told you, God made us very special, and God gave us a choice. Isn't that right? And only way that we could break their bad choice is through your intercessory prayer. God works through those intercessory prayer to come between the choice that they're about to make with God's power because you pray for them. Just like David, because of your father David, whenever that you follow the Lord and you pray, because of that, you are banking on God's saving account. And we need to pray for them. Amen? And then put treasure in heaven's saving accounts. So that's what I said. Okay? Let's go to the next one. So I'm going to go back and talk about forgiveness a little more. Okay? Say this. When you look at the Lord's Prayer, it says this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And he said this: Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have sinned against us. So this is how important forgiveness is. So we need to learn to forgive for God's blessing to flow upon our life. Now, the next one is this: your character is not taught, but caught. Just demonstrate your Christianity, not just talk. Very important, guys. Parents, very important. You need to look. You know, I look at my son today. I'm not boasting. My wife is not here, so I could say this. And she doesn't check the YouTube, so it's okay. Okay. Whenever I look at my son, my first one, and how he handled the wife, helping her out, changing diapers, all those things. You know where he learned that from? From me. That's what I did. He saw those things, that what I did to her siblings and everything else. I remember the time I talked to Joe. I said, Joe, let's plan a surprise birthday party for your mom. So we did that. I taught him, not with verbally, but with action, how to handle or care about the woman that you love. So I look at Joe. Did you know he cooks for my daughter-in-law? He care about, you know, he does the bath, you know, take bath for my grandchild. He does all those things. And I never talked to him about it. But he saw it. That's what you're supposed to do. The Christianity, being a discipler, is not just teach and talk, but it's about hanging around with your disciple and demonstrate what God is doing through your life. Amen? That's why I wanted to take your children to a short-term mission trip to Mexico. So, Pastor, isn't that Mexico dangerous? Don't worry. We got Oscar, okay? He went to war when he was 12. He knows how to handle a gun. No, just kidding. You know, it's safe, but they're going to see the whole new world. They're going to see what God is doing outside of Hawaii. They're going to see when they pray, God answers prayer. They're going to see it in the first-handed. And when they start to see that and how we react in time of stress, and when they start to see that, they say, hey, I want to serve God. God is real. I have so many results for the kids to come around and touch by God because I take them to short-term mission trip to Mexico. Amen? Amen. So, come on. Character is not taught, but caught. Amen? So we got to show them that. Show them to our kids. Okay? And then there's a power of words. I remember when my mom and dad loves me. I know that. But sometimes they just do not use the right words. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you look like a bear, he said. They say a lot harsher than that, but, you know, I'm trying to kind of downgrade my translation, okay, a little bit. So you guys, I remember, I raised three kids, then I'm raising a grandchild. Guys, they remember everything. They do not forget the things that you have said. My son is 32 years old. He still talking about what I have said to him when he was 4 or 5 years old. So, guys, watch your language. Amen? I know sometimes they are frustrating. I understand. But do not curse them. Please don't use your profanity on them. You shouldn't use profanity anyway, but you should, especially to your kids. Amen? Can we do that? And then, do not curse. Talk with encouragement. Always encourage them. Hey, I know God has a great plan for you. You could do it. Never, 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 never compare your kids with other kids. Never do that. Man? Because my parents always did it. And I hated it. And so I found myself, I'll never do it. And I didn't. It worked. You know, my second son, Ben, he never, in his report card, I see his report card, never make C. Never make B, A and B. He always makes C and D. Did you know? I never reprimanded for that. That's a pen. And you are the greatest kids in the world. I don't care about academics. That's big for Koreans to say that, you know. Hey, I just love you because you're my son. I don't love you because you make A and B. I told him that all the time. He told me this. He said, Dad, do I have to take SAT? Because he was afraid. He said, Ben, you don't have to if you don't want to. God, you know what God is doing to him today? He become a lab tech of the hospital today. The science that I don't even understand. You know, and he does all those things, and God blessed him and touched him. And he's, man, God just opened his door because God taught me how to encourage him. So encourage your kids with your words. He said, talk with the truth, but love. You got to tell them what is wrong, but do it with love. Amen? Can we do that? Do it with love. And then talk about what God will do. Yes. Don't look at them right now. They say, you're so stupid, you cannot never be anything. That is the worst thing that you could ever say. You look at them, even though they messed it up, and say, you know what? God have a great plan for you. And you know what? When I pray, Dad sees you become awesome man of God, led many people, and through you, the generation of your kids will change because of your influence in your life. Can we do that? That's passing your blessing upon your kids. So use your words wisely, okay, in the direction. Okay, so let's talk about, I want to talk about the realistically what happened. There's, you know, you guys probably heard about Jonathan Edwards, who was the one who started up the Great Awakening in the United States. And there's a guy named Juke, okay, and he was a criminal. And see how their family legacy had passed on. He was, Edwards' story was, he was a godly man and married a woman of like characters. He was out of him, 13 were university president. 729 were their descendants. Live were studied. 60 authored books. 300 were ministers. 3 were congressmen. And 65 were college professors. And 1 was vice president of the United States. The family has not cost the government a single dollar. Wow. What happened to Juke? Juke, 300 died of prematurely, 67 died of syphilis, 140 received a governmental aid, 190 public prostitution, 150 were criminals, of which 7 were murderers, 100 alcoholics, incarceration in prison for 150 of them cost the state more than $1.2 million. 280 lived in abject poverty, and Juke himself made no contribution to a society. Wow. So, again, we have a choice to make. Which one would you want to be? Amen? I want to talk about District 22 in Hawaii. Yesterday, I went to a graduation. Seems like I'm going to a lot of graduation these days. But I went to Christian Academy graduation. We had 4 graduates coming out of my seniors. Pastor John told me, I say that I went to have all to Disneyland. I did not go to Disneyland. I went to Six Flags. I went to Universal Studio, okay? And I went to Legoland and all those places. And there is no way I will ride those roller coasters. I tell them, no. And I have to deal with them. But you know what? It was the great. I never went to senior trip. They never picked me. But this is the first year they actually picked me to go with them. And it was the greatest trip that I ever went to. I complained so much. I said, like, why do I have to go to this? Oh, so much work that I have to do. But you know, those kids, I insisted we're gonna have a devotion every morning. First time in senior trip. So we did. And when we had a devotion, kids were pouring their hearts out, crying, seeking. You know, among the four graduate, one came from a shelter program, which in First Assembly that has take care of the homeless people in the shelter. And the one of the girls was in that program. And First Assembly gave her a full scholarship to come to Christian Academy. I knew her from freshman year. And oh my, how God have changed her. She came over here. Because we had a senior retreat here, and Pastor John, and Pastor Darren, Pastor Debbie, you know, and Pastor Steve have witnessed to her and the fellow classmates, and they were so blessed. We might only produce four, but they're better than 4,000. I just want you to know, God can reverse the curse. In yesterday's, the speaker of the graduation was this senator. Her name is, what's it? Samantha Decora. District 22. You guys know where District 22 is? Why not? A famous district in Hawaii. And when I heard her testimony, I was so blown away. She was into all kinds, drug, alcohol, run away from home 6 times, all that. When you look at her biography, she had no academic thing to show for. She, look at her, says Samantha Decor's career experience include active involvement in both her churches and community. She has led efforts such as community cleanup, food drives, school supply drivers, that's it. Have nothing really academically show for, because she didn't really study. How she become a senator? Because mom and dad pray for her. But I want to mention this. One of the emphasis that she said was this. She said, because my dad turned around and truly repented from his sin and start to become the man of God and live according to words. And that made a difference in my life. Man of God in this church, can we arise? No longer we push aside our responsibility to our wives or to women around us. But let us be a man that God creates us to be. And let's repent of our sin. And let's say, God, help me to be the prayer warrior. God, help me to be the man that who lead my family into right direction. That I became the priest of the household. Can we do that? Can we do that? And I saw that when he did that, he was able to turn his daughter to become a senator. From a person who was run away from home. Wow. Can we all stand? Can we all stand? I'm done. Oof, I went overtime. Okay. All right. Can we do this? I want the families to gather together here. Can we do that? I want you guys to bless your families right now in this time. Okay? So gather together. If you have a kid, it would be great. So can we come around? And I want, first of all, very first thing that I want you guys to do as a family is this. I want you guys to look at each other. Okay? If you guys don't have family, I want the church families to come around them. Please, can we do that? And I want you guys to look at each other. And if you have anything that you need to forgive one another, can we just make it right now? Can we just do that right now? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Tom, can you turn some music on? At least some gospel music or something? Okay? All right. Come on. Let's just pray right now. Hallelujah. Let's pray for each other right now. Hallelujah, God. Let's pray that God will touch them. If there's any forgiveness that needs to be done, can we just pray that God will, that we could confess each other from sin? Come, just pray right now. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for Bob, Lord God. Oh, God, we worship you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, I ask you, Father God, that you will touch them, Lord God. You move upon them, Lord God. You, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help make them healthy. I thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Right now, let's bless each other. Can we just do that right now? Can we just bless each other? Father, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for our brother, Lord God. I bless him and touch him, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the great things, Father God, that you have done, Father God, through this man. And I ask you, Father God, that as he, as a father, to cry out before you. You answer his prayer, Father. You will provide a strength. Lord God, he will start opening up the saving account in heaven, Father God. Praying for the children, Father God. And working for you, Father God. But because of his prayer, Lord God, that you have done incredible things, Father God. May that blessing will flow between the children, Father God, and the hand, Father God, in the name of the Lord God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Rabadia Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. Ooh, it doesn't make sense. Your love is so good. You call me your friend. Oh, God. I was too far gone. Now I know you're never gonna let me. You are my good. Jesus. You can only be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we all stand? Those of you who's not standing, come closer together right now. And I just wanted to bless your prayer right now. Enforce this prayer and seal it as the Holy Spirit is doing that right now. Hallelujah, God. Father, we just come into your presence right now. And God, we are praying, Father God, and asking you, Father God, if there's anything that we need to repent. Lord God, between, Lord, the relationship in our family, especially with our children, Lord God, I ask you to forgive us. I ask you to give us courage to ask them to forgive us. And, Lord God, to ask each other to forgive one another, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, any of the things, Father God, that in our life, Father God, that is not flowing, Father God, your blessing is not flowing because of our, Lord God, the iniquity in our life. I ask you, Father God, that you will clean that up with the blood of Jesus. Touch it with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Move upon us, Father God. Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you. God, now I am, Lord, asking you. Father God, we are stop cursing to our kids. Lord God, right now I'm asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we learn how to bless our kids right now. You gave us authority. You gave us special power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to bless our kids, Father God. God, forgive us not blessing our kids. Forgive us not leading our kids to the right place. But God, I pray today, we want to make it right. We want to demonstrate Christianity, not just with our words, but with our action, Lord God. And God, we want to encourage our kids and saying, what God's word says. You are great, you are unique, you are powerful because God have a plan and purpose for you. God, I pray, Father God, that you will give us that courage. We will never stop believing what God is about to do for our children. That we will become an intercessor, Father God, for our children and our children's children. We love you, God. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.